Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of viewing your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit and how it should be used to bring glory to God. Today's Bible verses are from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20.
As Christians, did you know that our bodies are actually considered temples? It's true. The Holy Spirit resides within us, making our bodies sacred places where God's Spirit dwells. Isn't that amazing to think about? The Apostle Paul took our understanding of our bodies to a whole new level when he described them as temples. These temples are holy places that house the Spirit of God. Just imagine, God in all his glory chooses to reside inside of us. It's a beautiful gift we've been given, even if we don't fully comprehend it. We carry God's Spirit within us, and that alone is something truly special. But here's something important to remember. Our bodies are not our own. They were not given to us for us to do whatever we please with them. Do you know why? It's because God purchased us. He paid a great price, a high cost, for our redemption from sin. And how did he pay for it? Through the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross. Jesus shed his blood so that we could be set free from the power of sin. It's a price that is beyond our comprehension. So when we think about our bodies, we need to remember that they were bought at a great expense. Our bodies hold immense value because of what God has done for us. So let's take a moment to truly reflect on this truth. Let's remind ourselves every day that our bodies are meant for God. They're not just vessels for our own desires and purposes. Instead, we should strive to glorify Him in everything we do, including how we care for our bodies. We can honor God in our bodies by making choices that are pleasing to Him. This means living a life that is holy and righteous. It means taking care of our physical well-being because our bodies are the dwelling place of God's Spirit. So, let's be mindful of what we eat and drink, engage in regular exercise, and prioritize self-care. By doing so, we acknowledge that our bodies are not mere temporary containers, but rather sacred spaces. Additionally, we must remember that our bodies are not meant for sinful acts. Instead, they are meant for acts of love and service towards others. We can use our bodies to show kindness, compassion, and generosity. We can use them to spread the message of God's love and to bring glory to His name. Our bodies are meant to be instruments of His grace and tools for His work. As we go about our day-to-day lives, let's always remember the incredible truth that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. They are unique and precious because of the great price that was paid for our redemption. Let's honor God by taking care of these temples and using them to shine His light in a dark world. So let's cherish the fact that the Spirit of God resides within us. Let's embrace the responsibility and privilege of having our bodies as sacred spaces. And as we walk this journey of faith, let's continuously strive to live in a way that brings honor to God, both in our thoughts and actions.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the incredible gift of our bodies as temples of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for choosing to dwell within us, making our bodies sacred places where your presence resides. Help us to fully grasp the significance of this truth and to live accordingly. May we always remember that our bodies are not our own, but were bought at a great price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Grant us the wisdom and strength to honor you in all that we do, both in our thoughts and actions. Guide us to care for our bodies in a way that glorifies you, making choices that reflect your holiness and righteousness. Enable us to use our bodies as instruments of your grace, showing love, kindness, and compassion to those around us. May our lives be a testimony to your love and faithfulness, shining your light brightly in this world. Empower us to walk in obedience to your will, using our bodies to fulfill your purposes and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Friends, as we go about our daily life, may we remember that our bodies are not our own, but was bought at a great price by the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. May this realization lead us to honor God in everything we do, including how we care for our bodies. Go forth in the confidence that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit, cherished and valued by God. Farewell, and may God's blessings be with you always.